Jack O'Ryan was a good fiddler, as ever fiddled on a string. He could drive young women mad from the tunes his fiddle would sing. He could fiddle a fish from salt water, water from a marble stone, milk out of a maiden's breast, though baby she bore none. And as he sat fiddling in the castle hall, his fiddle them all sound asleep. All but for the young princess, for love she stayed awake. Come to my bower, Jack O'Ryan, 1 hour before it is day. To my bower, Jack O'Ryan, together we will lay. So he wrapped his fiddle in a cloth of green, and he's crept out on his tiptoe. He's off back to his own boy Tom as fast as he could go. When the day has dawned and the cocks have crowed and flapped their wings, so wide I bid to go up to that lady's door and stretch down by her side. Lie down, me good master, here's a blanket to your hand. I'll wake you all in good time as any cock in the land. Then Tom took his fiddle into his hand, fiddled and he sung for half an hour. Jack O'Ryan fell fast asleep, Tom's off to the lady's bower. And when Tom came to the lady's door, he's worked so softly at the pin. Lady, true to her promise, rose up and let him in. Well, he did not take that lady gay to bolster or to bed, but down upon the hard, cold bedroom floor, right soon he had her laid. And he did not kiss her when he come, nor yet when from her he did go. But in on the lady's bedroom window the moonlight the cold did glow. Oh, ragged are your stockings low, stubbly is your cheek and chin, tousled is your yellow hair that I saw yesterday. Well, my stockings belong to my boy Tom, they were the first come to me, and the wind did tassel me yellow hair as I rode o'er the land. And then Tom took his fiddle into his hand, fiddled and he sung so saucily. He's off back to his master's house as fast as go could he. Wake up, me good master, why snore you there so loud? There's not a cock in all the land that hasn't flapped his wings and crowed. Jack O'Ryan took his fiddle into his hand, fiddled and he sung so merrily. He's off to the lady's door as fast as go could he. And when he come to the lady's door, he's worked so softly at the pen. Lady, 'tis Jack O'Ryan, rise up and let me in. Oh, surely you didn't leave behind a golden brooch or a velvet glove, or are you returned back again to no more only love? Jack O'Ryan swore a bloody oath, be oak, be ash, be bitter thorn. Lady, I never was in your house since the day that I was born. Then it must have been your boy Tom that cruelly has beguiled me. Oh, that the blood of the ruffian lad should spring in my body. Jack O'Ryan's back to his own house, says, Tom, my boy, come here to me. And he hanged that boy from his own gatepost as high as the gallows tree.